Hello, is Lieri Lewis there?
Yes, this is she.
Thank you. This is Phil. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. And well, I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that we will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will probably not vote?
No, I will vote.
Okay. What is your age?
57.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Not at all. Closely.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I don't want to answer that.
No worries. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes.
Okay. Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Of strongly disapprove of.
Thank you.
I
thinking
didn't
about
answer
the direction.
You.
Oh,
I
sorry.
Didn't answer your question.
Okay. Yeah. So then. Yes, I do understand. So the option, which option would you choose from this question? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Okay, who are you talking about?
Oh, yes. Let me read the question again. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approved.
Strongly approved. Okay, so that would be strongly approved or somewhat approved?
Strongly.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, creating more jobs and raising wages, protecting abortion rights, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, border security, combating division and racism, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, improving K-12 public school education, making college more affordable and forgiving students' debt, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, reducing crime?
The protecting female rights.
Okay. And as well, from these options, which one as well would you choose?
The Medicare.
Thank you. You can select up to two in this one.
Yeah, I said two.
Okay. Thank you. And well, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Republicans in Congress. How would you rate from 0 to... Yes, how would you rate them from 0 to 100?
15.
Thank you. Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
60.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
85.
Thank you. And David McCormick.
I think I know who that is. I'm just going to say a 50.
Okay. Cornell West.
50.
Okay. Tim Scott.
I don't know that name.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
90.
Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
Bob Casey Jr.
55.
Thank you. And I know it is still a long way off, but in the election for president, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, independent Cornel West, independent Jill Stein, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Okay. If general elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Bob Casey Jr. and Republican David McCormick, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Casey Jr.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
Yes.
Okay. That would be yes, a lot, or yes, some?
Yes, some.
Thank you. And has what you've read, seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
I'm still undecided.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
Yes, some.
Okay, and has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him? Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat more unfavorable, much more unfavorable?
Yes.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
He's a felon and trying to run for president. He's a blatant racist and he's trying to run for president.
Okay, thank you. Now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose to. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the stagnant wages and rising costs, the lack of quality and education opportunities, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, cuts to the social safety net like social security, rising crime and violence, the rise of the white supremacy and nationalism.
Trump for president.
Okay. You may choose to as well on this. The other options as well, we have the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the stagnant wages and rising costs, the lack of quality education opportunities, the lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, cuts to the
social... I have to take this call.
Oh, okay. Is it okay if I call you back? Because we're just about to finish as well. Can you hear me? For quality purposes, I will have to disconnect this call as a third notification due to no answer, first notification. Second notification. Third notification, disconnecting this call.